Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, we're at the HD show out in Las Vegas, Hospitality Design Show, and I'm actually standing here with Pamela Rainey, who is in charge of product design with Shaw Hospitality. Pamela, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Well, thanks for talking to us. I've been wanting to talk to somebody like you because I want to give our listeners kind of a feel for what's going on in the market. But before we do that, get a little background on you. You're in charge of product design. How many years have you been with Kevin's team at Shaw Hospitality?
Just a little over 4 years.
Okay. Give you a little background. Before you came here, what were you doing?
Carpet design at a couple of other carpet mills at Mannington and also Maslin.
Okay. Was your focus at that time on hospitality, or is this new for you?
At Maslin, I worked a lot with hospitality. Of course, Mannington doesn't really get into the hospitality market.
Let's talk real quick. You know, the business is off about 40%. That's, you know, our estimate. So it's a, you know, it's a tough market. And so these people that are either building or renovating their lodging facilities, they've got to be budget-minded. What does a company like Shaw have to do to be relevant in a market like this now?
Well, we have a lot of different options for owners, designers. We believe that offering custom opportunities gives us a way to work with them and to solve any budget solution they have, as well as any design issues that they need to address. And one of the things that we do have here today in the guest rooms, we're introducing a collection that's called LCL, and that's more of a mid-price point to offer a lot of design, but yet at that mid-price point range.
And with that product, you're actually coordinating texture, high-low texture, with a print on top of that, right?
Well, actually, no. We have the guest room. We also have the textured print base as one of our options, but I was just kind of referring to the solution dyed product, the LCL.
Okay. You're also at the show. You've got a designer that you've hooked up with, and you're rolling out some styles that were designed by a guest designer, right?
Yes, we have a collaboration with Tom Felicia, who's a noted interior designer. He has his own show on the Style Network called Dress My Nest, and then he also has a brand new show called Tacky House. But he is a noted hospitality designer. He's worked with W Hotels. And so our collaboration this year is with his collection called New Terrain. And he's reinvented organic design with this collection. And it's a holistic approach in that we have both print and CYP for public space and then tufted for guest rooms.
All right, let's move back to the market for a minute. As we take a look, again, we've talked about the market being down. A lot of times in the hospitality market, they want the experience when the guest is there to be almost a fantasy experience, where they almost get the feeling they're leaving reality. That's why you see a lot of print. You see a lot of outlandish styling. Do you think that that's being dialed back with this economic situation?
I still think they want to create an experience. That's what travel is all about. And I don't think they're dialing back. I think we're looking back, especially with the new collection, Contemporary Heritage. We're looking back to our heritage and reinventing that in a new contemporary way so that there are familiar designs but using them in a different way. So I don't think anybody's scaling back from a design standpoint.
Okay. And talk about the changes that are happening out there. We're seeing probably the strongest sectors in the lodging area are these, not necessarily the full-service hotels, but the more medium-service hotels like the Courtyards and the Hampton Inns. And what kind of shift are we seeing based on the generational? There's been the traditionalists, and then there's been the baby boomers, and now you've got the Gen Xers. What trends are we seeing because of this influence of generational preference?
Well, a couple of things. In that limited service market, they want to upgrade their design image. Design is very important to them, and they actually have that kind of boutique look themselves. But we also find the public space has become more of a meeting place. They want people to come out, or this generation wants to be out in working in the lobby, versus prior, everybody went to their rooms and worked at the desk. And we don't see that anymore. We see this using the lobby becoming a more multifunctional space.
So you have to make almost these little rooms within rooms, don't you?
Absolutely. There are smaller, more intimate spaces in the lobby, but yet it may be close to the bar or the lounge area, but still a place where somebody could work, but they want to feel like they're part of what's going on.
So with that, you get a blending of hard and soft surfaces being used in the same environment, right?
Absolutely. A lot of hard surface being used in that public area, and then combining it with carpet or other materials as well.
I notice in your space here that you have, you know, Shaw bought Anderson a few years ago, and you now have products from Anderson that are here in your space. So that helps you with some of that coordination of hard and soft, doesn't it?
Yes, you know, Shaw is a total flooring resource for designers and owners, and we are featuring some hardwood here, as well as we have a complete line available of hardwood.
Have you started working yet on combining products that might come from LG in this space?
Actually, there are some things ongoing. I don't know the details on all of that, but we do have a team in place, yes.
Well, let's talk a minute about Shaw's Green Message. Most people know that in room space of a hotel, they usually change out that flooring probably every 5 to 7 years, because not necessarily because it wears out, but because they want to have an up-to-date fashion statement in the room. So it's important to these hotel properties that a company have a nice story around what's going to happen to that product when it comes out of the rooms, and you kind of have that message down. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, we have a reclamation program where an owner, a designer, can specify it also, that when the carpet comes out, we will take that back. That goes to our Evergreen facility, where it is then turned back into virgin ingredients and tufted into carpet again, which is that cradle-to-cradle process. And we now also can do that with print as well. So all of our print base is sustainable and cradle-to-cradle. So for public areas now, you have that option as well. And, of course, our CYP is the same, cradle-to-cradle too.
All right. Well, have a good show. It's pretty early, but so you can't really give us much of an update on the traffic, can you?
No, it looks like it is picking up. I know they have conferences in the morning, and so as they get out of their conferences, they come through the show. I'm excited because our sales reps are excited about our introductions, and that's always fun. So we look forward to a great show.
All right, Pamela, I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Pamela Rainey, who's in charge of product design with Shaw Hospitality, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.